There's no question that God killed a lot of people in the Old Testament. For example, in Genesis chapter 38, you have Ur, the son of Judah, who the Bible says was wicked before the Lord, wherefore the Lord slew him. His brother Onan ended up taking his widowed wife in order to raise up seed unto his brother, but the Bible says that he spilled it on the ground, and the thing which he did displeased the Lord, wherefore the Lord slew him also. God kills Uzzah in 2 Samuel chapter 6 for touching the ark of God, just to name a few. Now, people try to reason this away and say, well, that's the God of the Old Testament, the God of the New Testament is different. But that's actually not true. You see, the New Testament actually records God killing Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5 for lying unto the Holy Ghost. God kills Herod in Acts chapter 12 when he's compared to having the voice of a god. Verse 23 says that immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not glory to God, and he was eaten of worms, and he gave up the ghost. Not to mention all the people that die in the book of Revelation. The moral of the story, the God of the Old Testament is the same in the New. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord, I change not.